Well, good morning again, my TMC family. Please join me as we go to our Heavenly Father in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we just love you and we thank you and praise your holy name. We thank you for restoring and supporting and strengthening us. We thank you for placing us on a firm foundation. Thank you for our Master's Call family and for our founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts, and our Mother Eagle, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Thank you for giving them your full blessings, Lord, adding no sorrow to it. Thank you for our Artist Life family, the Diaz de Leon family, the Kings of Artists, every artist, distributor, and customer, Lord. Thank you for our TMC speaker, every speaker and listener. Thank you for the Body of Christ in Artists, Lord, as well as just the Body of Christ everywhere. Holy Spirit, thank you for opening our spiritual ears, minds, hearts, all of our spiritual senses to receive what you have for us today. We ask this in King Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, my TMC family, again, my name is Rebecca Thomas, and it has been a Jesus joy pleasure to greet you on this Give Thanks to the Lord Thursday morning. Heavenly Hostess, are you on the line?
Yes, I am. Minister Rebecca, can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. Please take it away.
Amen. Well, thank you, Minister Rebecca, and God bless you for seating and greeting everyone this morning with the joy of the Lord in your voice. And we're so thankful that you have prayed us into the midst of our Heavenly Father and let him know that we are here and we're ready to receive what he has for us today. Thank you so much for being a blessing to the masses. And good morning, TMC family. This is Brenda Terrell in Ocean Springs, Mississippi, on the Mississippi Gulf Coast. And I, along with Minister Rebecca, say welcome, welcome, welcome to the Master's Call. Now, if this is your first time joining us here on the Master's Call, which we call our telecommunication sanctuary, we're here every Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern, 7 a.m. Central, and 5 a.m. Pacific. And we're so thankful that in October 2010, this call was started by two phenomenal, anointed, and appointed women of God, and they are none other than our co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts, who we call Miss Super Fantastic, and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, who we lovingly call our Mother Eagle. We're thankful that they listen to the voice of the Lord and establish this call on the scripture, Psalms 88:13, where it says, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." Now, we also have this mission statement that we love to share with you and that this call we see is doing in each and everyone's lives, and that's to enrich and enhance and empower believers as they begin their day. Now, with that being said, we want you to invite your family, your friends, your loved ones, your coworkers, and your neighbors, your church members, and tell them that this is a wonderful, wonderful way to start their day. We also encourage you to go to our website, which is www.themasterscall.net. Again, that's www.themasterscall.net, where all the messages have been archived on the site. And then you'll notice that our theme for the year is in 2017, by faith, God is manifesting our goals and dreams. Now, if you feel led of the Lord to be a part of this wonderful ministry, we invite you to do so. And you may want to greet, as Minister Rebecca so graciously did, or you may want to hope, which is what I'm doing, and to give us the information, you send it to info@themasterscall.net. Again, that's info@themasterscall.net. And Dr. Vanessa or yours truly will contact you. Now, I tell you, many of us are blessed to be a part of a phenomenal, phenomenal health and wellness company, which really helped this call get ordained. And it was a company that's assisting millions around the world with healthier lives. And it is none other than Artist International, which we're now under the umbrella of Artist Life. And it was established by the Diaz de Leon family over 26 years ago. And to get more information, you could get with the person that invited you on this call, or you can listen to our call that's coming up, which is the new morning motivational call that comes on right after this call. And it is 712-770-4005. Again, 712-770-4005. The PIN is 294-617 pound. Today is Testimonial Thursday, and you definitely want to get on to hear the testimonies that go forth with this phenomenal company. Now, we're all excited because we're getting ready to go head out to our leadership summit, which will be held May 5th and 6th at the DoubleTree Hotel in Rosemead, California. And then there'll be the other one in Houston, Texas, May 19th, 20. So you can choose which one you want to attend, or both if you choose to. And that will be held at the Marriott South Hotel by Hobby Airport in Houston, Texas. That's on Gulf Freeway. So we are so excited about what God is doing with this company. I tell you, we are definitely helping many people have healthier lives. Now, I won't prolong the time because I know that this woman who is the mouthpiece for this day, she is such a blessing to the masses. I know that we are getting ready to get a word from the Lord on high. Now, the one that's going to present this precious word to us this day is none other than our very own Minister Kai Brown. Kai was born in New York City and currently is a resident of Norcross, Georgia. She received a BS in electrical engineering in 1996. She was called into ministry in 2000 as a lay minister, and God led her to seminary where she received a Master's of Arts in Pastoral Counseling and a Master's of Divinity in Pastoral Ministry. She is currently working on a doctorate of ministry and in transformation leadership. And I know Kai has been blessing the masses around the country. God has given her a passion for meeting the needs of the next generation through more effective ministry leadership, and she desires to be an active participant in God's Jeremiah 29:11 plan for her life. She is also in the process of ordination, and I tell you, she's training as a prophet of God. Now, she loves the Lord, and her most impressive accomplishment and blessing is being the godly, proud mother of an amazing young man of God, Christopher, who is currently working on master's degrees, and I tell you, he is such a blessing. He's like one of our children as well. God has led Kai to found Speak Life Christian Ministries, a nonprofit ministry that is aimed at meeting the needs of her surroundings, surrounding community, and with mind, body, and spirit. She is a published author of her first book, When God Burst the Ministry. The books are available on Amazon.com and BarnesandNobles.com. Get your copy as soon as possible. Kai is an artist distributor and determined to walk in all that God has ordained for her life. We know that God is doing a great work for her and in her and through her, and you will definitely hear it in her ministry today. I'm presented to some, introducing to some, and presenting to others, none other than our very own Minister Kai Brown. Are you there?
I am here, Minister Brenda. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, woman of God. Take it away.
Well, thank you, thank you, thank you, my beautiful sister, my Mississippi Queen, for such an amazing introduction. And, of course, we want to thank Minister Rebecca for seating and greeting the people and opening us up with prayer. We also want to give the heartfelt thanks to the two amazing, dynamic, obedient women of God who, yes, founded this call, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, because without them, we wouldn't be in this place. And, of course, all praise, thanks, honor be to our God, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who died on the cross for us. So I am just, you know, I never take it lightly when I get to come before the people of God and just have him through me bring forth his word, his will for such a time as this. So we are going to get straight into the message. And it's not an easy one. It's one I've been walking through for probably the last 4 or 5 months, just really allowing God to use this time in my life to show me what he has planned. So today's message is, and it's actually going to be a series, but the message is entitled, Don't Let Your Valley Become Your Permanent Residence. That's Don't Let Your Valley Become Your Permanent Residence. And today we're going to be looking at the purpose of the valley. See, the valley is not just in the physical or in the spiritual, just a low-lying place. That's not the only purpose. It's not a place of being down and out. The valley is at the base of the mountain. So you can't get to the mountaintop unless you go through the valley. So we're going to look at, we're going to look at 1 Thessalonians 5, 16 through 18. And it reads, Rejoice always, pray without ceasing. In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. So see, we want to curse the valley, but God clearly tells us in 1 Thessalonians 5, 18, in everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. So even the valley is a part of God's will. Even the valley has a purpose. And if we are honest with ourselves, and if we truly have surrendered and submitted to God, then we will seek his purpose when we are in the valley. The valley has a purpose. We just sometimes get too caught up in our own emotions, in our own feelings, and the things we are going through personally to realize, hey, you know what? I'm here for a reason. The sooner I figure that reason out, the sooner I get the lesson, I can move on from the valley and begin to climb the mountain. See, we want to just say mountain be moved and it's cast out, but sometimes, that valley has a purpose. It forges something in us. It prepares us for the climb ahead to get to the mountaintop. See, we want to skip over that step. We just want the good stuff. We don't want to have to go through and do the work to get to the good stuff. But that's not how it works. The valley is a place where God forges our faith. The valley has a purpose. See, in the valley, we have to truly surrender and submit to God because we can't get out of it by ourselves. The valley teaches us to surrender so that we can soar when we are on the mountaintop. Because it's really hard to soar if we haven't surrendered to God's perfect will. So the valley is that place where God strengthens us, where he teaches us the lessons, where we learn to do things his way. See, God's got to be able to trust us when he sends us to that mountaintop. He's got to know that we are going to rely on him and we're not going to make it about us. So where else, other than the valley, does he teach us those lessons? See, that valley is a place of preparation. Are you willing to allow God to prepare you for what comes next? Are you willing to surrender and submit to what God is trying to teach us? The valley is not an easy place. It is often a hard place. But are you willing to go through that hard place to reach that mountaintop? And the thing about our God is he does not leave us in that valley alone. He's there with us through each step in the valley.
through each lesson that we have to learn, through every situation or circumstance that comes our way, God is with us in the valley. He tells us that weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. That's from Psalms 30 and 5. So he understood that we were going to have to endure some things in the valley, but he purposed it that way. The word says the earth is the Lord, the fullness thereof, they and all that dwell in it. God is not surprised, caught off guard, by the fact that we have valley experiences or by the fact that we struggle through them at times. Because it's all his. And he knew it all before we even got here. So the valley has a purpose. And the purpose of that valley is to prepare us for that next step in him. See, we sometimes have to be forged by fire, challenged, tested, to show that we are ready for that next step. So when we look at the valley, we've got to decide that we're going to see it from a different perspective, from God's perspective. We can't look at the valley through our physical eye. We have to look at it through our spiritual eye. See, the valley is that preparation for the climb to the mountaintop. Sometimes to get to the mountaintop, you got to climb. You got to navigate some rocks and some hills, some bumps. Sometimes you even slip and have to take those steps again. But if you spend your time in the valley wisely, then you will be prepared for all of those things that come as you are climbing the mountain. See, the valley forces us to press in prayer. Now, we know that the more challenged we are, the more we spend time with God. Let's just be honest. Or let me just talk about me. Maybe the more challenges I have, the more dedicated and committed I am to pressing in prayer. Maybe that's just me. But as I press in and as I begin to seek God, he opens up so many other doors. He shows me so many things that we need to deal with. Well, maybe your valley is lying. Maybe you just tell lies just for the sake of telling lies. Maybe your valley is tithing. Maybe that's your valley. Maybe your valley is financial. Maybe your valley is your mouth. Maybe you say the wrong things too often, or you speak the truth, but you don't do it in love. See, the valley has a purpose, and the purpose of that valley is to force us to push in to that place with God, to build that relationship, to nurture, to gain those tools for our tool belt that we're going to need on our climb. Now, the valley is a hard place. It's not easy to be in the valley. But God never told us that it would always be easy. He tells us clearly the rain will fall on the just and the unjust alike. So that means that we, as his children, are going to have hard times in the valley. And it's up to us to determine how we want to walk through that valley. We have to make a decision. In 1 Peter 1:6-7, in this you greatly rejoice. So now for a little while, if need be, you have been grieved by various trials. That is a genuineness of your faith, being much more precious than gold. That perishes. Though it is tested by fire, may be found to praise, honor, and glory at the revelation of Jesus Christ. So right now you may be having some trials, but that is the genuineness of your faith being more precious than gold, which perishes. See, your faith won't perish if you are truly pressed in and seeking God. If we are relying on God, then the valley becomes a little easier. I didn't say easy, I said easier. There's a difference. The valley is never going to be easy. It is a hard place. It is meant to be a hard place. Because some of the things that God has for us requires that we chisel away all of those things that are not like him. But in order to chisel those things, we're not going to work on chiseling if we're on the mountaintop. We're just going to enjoy that place of being on the mountaintop, if we are honest. But see, in the valley, we're willing to cut away some things. Cut away some things that will make us lighter and make the climb easier. See, we're willing to put away the sin when we're in the valley. But, oh, you know, it's not so bad when you're on the mountaintop to slip, you know. But, see, when you're in the valley and your faith is being tested and your strength is being forged and you are being refined in the fire of the Lord, that's different. We don't want to sin because we already in a bad enough place. So the purpose of the valley is for us to grow and to prepare and to just learn the lessons that we need to proceed to the mountaintop. So we got to stop cursing the valley. Now, don't get me wrong. Your attitude in the valley will determine how long you have to be there. So if you're complaining and griping and groaning and moaning and not putting in the work, you're going to be in that valley just a little bit longer. See, because until you can turn it over, surrender it, and submit it to God, that valley is going to be your resting place. But as this series is titled, Don't Let Your Valley Become Your Permanent Address. Or your permanent residence. You want to spend that time on the climb. You want to spend the time being on the mountaintop. But if your attitude is not right, then you're going to stay in the valley just a little bit longer. See, God can't move us through the valley until we've turned it over to him, until we've gotten the lesson. It took the children of Israel 40 years in the valley before they could climb the mountain and receive the gifts of God. So they took up residence in the valley. We have a choice. We have an option. We serve a God who loves us enough to not make us wait 40 years. Who is there to show us the way out of the valley if we just trust him. And sometimes he even, as in Matthew 21:21 says, Jesus replied, truly I tell you, if you have faith and do not doubt, not only can you do what was done to the fig tree, but you can also say to this mountain, go throw yourself into the sea, and it will be done. But that faith is forged in the valley. That just doesn't come by happenstance. Faith comes by working the faith muscle. Now, are you willing to put in the work to get out of the valley, or you just want to gripe and moan and complain and be stuck there? The purpose of the valley is to give us the ability to climb the mountain. And we have to make a choice that we want to climb the mountain. Or that even if we don't want to climb it, that we want the mountaintop experience, so we'll put in the work to climb the mountain to get there. We have some choices to make. And we serve a God who will allow us to make them, whether they're in our best interest or not. We have to choose to put in the work. we have to choose to surrender to the process and the valley. The purpose of the valley is the preparation of our life and where we're going to go from here. Choose to get it or choose not to. That's the choice. The word says, I place before you life and death. Choose life. It's our choice to surrender to the purpose of the valley or to make it our permanent residence. Minister Brenda, back to you.
Well, let the church say amen. Amen, amen. Thank you so much, Minister Kai, for that powerful message. Don't make the valley your home. Hallelujah. I love it. I love it. And I will be calling you back and asking you to close us out with a benediction after a few announcements. But first, we're going to go before the Lord in prayer. Oh, gracious, holy, heavenly Father, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you on this Give Thanks Unto the Lord Thursday. We thank you, Father, for being so gracious to us, for your loving kindness, your tender mercy, and your excellent greatness. We thank you, Father, that you have given us another opportunity to sit at your feet, Lord God, and give your name glory, honor, and praise. Father God, we thank you for the message that our sister, Minister Kai, gave us this morning, oh God, that we don't have to stay in the valley, oh God, because you have a plan for us, Lord God. It's a plan of hope, a plan of greatness. It's a plan of a future, Lord, that you've made us the head and not the tail. And we glorify you, Father, for using this woman of God in such a marvelous way, Lord God, to remind us, oh God, that it's in you that we live, move, and have our being. And all we have to do is put our trust in you in all that we go through, oh God. We thank you, Father, for the balance because we know that we through the valleys are more than conquerors. We thank you, oh God, that through the valleys that you have given us peace and we can rejoice in your holy and righteous name. We thank you for Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. We even thank you, Father, for our dear matriarch mother, Josie, oh God. We ask that you continue to strengthen them and keep them in every way, oh God. We thank you, Father, for all the mothers that with Mother's Day coming up, oh God. We thank you, Father, for all the mothers of the people that are on this call and those that didn't make it. We ask you, Father, for a special blessing on the mothers, oh God. We glorify you, Father, for doing the work, not by might nor by power, but by your spirit. We thank you, Father God, for Artist Life, Artist International. We ask a special blessing upon the company, upon the people that are part of it, oh God. We thank you, Father, for doing your work and doing your mission through all those, Lord, that trust in you. We glorify you, Father, for those that are going through bereaved times, oh God. We ask that you comfort them like never before. We give your name the glory, the honor, and the praise for what you're doing. We ask a special blessing for the summit, the leadership summit. We ask that you protect those that are traveling, Father God, and in advance, we're thanking you, Lord God, that your glory will fill the place like never before. We give your name the praise, the glory, and the honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, TMC family, I know you want to hear this message again, and to do so, share it with someone. That number is 712-432-1085. Again, 712-432-1085. The pin is the same, 957-677-POUND. And remember, today is Testimonial Thursday on the new Morning Motivational Call. That number again is 712-770-4005. The pin is 294-617-POUND. Well, I want to thank again Minister Rebecca for seating and greeting everyone and giving us that tag, Give Thanks Unto the Lord Thursday. And we are giving thanks unto the Lord even for our valleys. Thank you so much, Minister Kai, for that powerful message this morning. Would you please come and give us our benediction?
Yes, ma'am, and thank you for hosting with such Jesus joy. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this time where we can come together and hear what thus says the Lord. Lord, we ask that as we leave this call, but never your presence, that you give us the strength to endure the valley, O God, that you help us
to walk through the valley, learning each lesson, picking up each tool that we need for that next part of our journey. Lord, as we just continue to seek your perfect will, we surrender and submit all that we are to you. We do it gladly with Jesus' joy. In the name of our precious Lord and Savior, we pray. We say amen, amen, and amen. Go out and be those marvelous ministers in the marketplace. Bye-bye.